Thank you. Where the hell are we anyway? So I'm the worst at remembering names, faces, and places.
No, you haven't been yet.
So I don't know that I've ever been in this building before. But this seems like a good spot. So far, I'm enjoying what's going on in front of me. I got a guy over here with a helmet on. I mean, I find that very interesting. He's obviously ready for some form of action. This guy over here has fisherman dress on his head, which is perfect for me. I mean, really, I wrong with this guy over here. The guy over here is doing some interpretive dances. You got me going. You're my inspiration this evening. He's in the dark right now with him. He knows who he is. He's doing a hell of a job. So, Dinosaur Jr., look at that.
Thank you.
behind the steering wheel of this jalopy right now. And he's either going to drive us to heaven or to hell. It all depends on the mood of Mr. Larry Lerner. And I have to say, Lerner's mood is greatly determined by a number of factors. One of those factors being what he's had to eat today. Another one of those factors is what and how much he had to drink last night. Or perhaps it was a film that Lur saw within the past couple days. He did have a day off in New Haven. Lur, being an artistic fellow that he is, shambled around and hit all the various public institutions that hold various artistic endeavors. And then ended up at a movie theater seeing the new, how movie did you see about it? Romantic comedy, right?
Some chick movies.
So this evening, here in Skibbity-Doo, Connecticut, our mom is going to convey his feelings for this latest chick flick, as they say, in Hollywood, where Lur likes to resign. He's going to convey his feelings for that particular film via his six-string Funko Telecaster furniture that he has strapped to his lovely torso. So, Larry, these are the folks. And they don't let you do this shit where I live, but I live in a place where you go in and you order cigars and you smoke cigars and you drink bourbon. I was drinking rye whiskey and I was smoking a big ass cigar. So I'm gonna convey what that experience meant to me. And play a song about a fellow who I always admired as when I was in. And he doesn't get nearly the credit that he should have got. He was in films like Liberty Valance and Good to Bad, yeah, everything. Tell about anyway, Lee Van Cleef. Lur, I dare say, if Lee was still around and he was hanging out last night, would he have gone with you to the romantic chick flip? Or would he have gone with me and sat down and smoked big penis-shaped cigars and drank a rye whiskey? I'm gonna go with the cigars. You never know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Smoke that fucking thing. Did they crack it on?
Oh, I'm hoping so.